Lesson 16. This lesson concentrates on teaching the short E. The pupil's reading vocabulary is now expanded to include all of the words in this lesson. Discuss the meanings of words the pupil may not know. Teach the pupil that the letter C stands for the S sound, S, when it appears before E, as in cell, C-E-L-L. It also stands for the S sound before I and Y. The letter G at times also stands for the J sound, J, before vowel letters E, I, and Y, as in gem, G-E-M, and gel, G-E-L. Note that it stands for G in get, G-E-T. Have the pupil write these words in cursive for homework.